What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, continuing this banquet of oh so unique dishes with an article that was published on May 2nd, 2013. Greenfield woman's body found in house. Husband charged with her termination. A man used a pickaxe to offline his wife after getting into an argument with her at their Greenfield home, Pittsburgh police said. Well, a pickaxe. I wonder if she was being a gold digger and he decided to actually dig for gold himself. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Lois Cook, 57, was found deleted after a friend called police to check on her because she had not shown up for work and missed an important meeting. Police said Bruce Cook, 62, was at the home on Windsor Street when they arrived Wednesday night. He answered the door and allegedly told police, quote unquote, I don't know where she is. I haven't slept with her for 10 years and she has many lovers. He then gave police permission to search the house. Interesting that he would say that. What were they arguing about? Yeah, gentlemen, we know even back then, even older women still were out trying to ride the carousel. It has definitely exploded in this day and age. Authorities say they found dried blood on the floor of the kitchen and the stains led to the basement steps. Down the stairs, they found a tarp covering Lois Cook's carcass. Lieutenant Kevin Cross told the husband that he tried to wash the blood off of the staircase that led to the kitchen, that led to the basement where his wife's carcass was found. A neighbor described Lois Cook as, quote unquote, an incredible woman who worked at Highmark and took care of her husband despite his history of mental illness. And she said his claims of unfaithfulness were not true. Female own group preference on display. Quote unquote, you just knew he was a ticking time bomb, the neighbor said. You just knew something was going to happen. Of course, find the most biased neighbor that they could, who's going to describe this man as a monster. However, more than likely, she had no clue what they were arguing about behind those closed marital doors. The bomb squad was also called because a device was found near the body, but it turned out not to be dangerous. Well, well, well. Once again, here we have a situation of an older man and his wife who were arguing about something, more than likely something that he knows that she was probably doing behind his back, and he found out. So guess what? Look at what he said. I haven't slept with her in 10 years, and she has many lovers. If this guy knew that his wife was being unfaithful, why couldn't he leave that situation? Oh, that's right. It's called the gun of the state. Yeah. This goes back to another video that I made. How no-fault divorce holds husbands hostage in bad marriages. However, society has been masterful at actually reversing that by saying it's women that are being held hostage in bad damn marriages. No, 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 no. Nope, nope, nope. That is not the case. Trust and believe, gentlemen, if no-fault divorce was actually equitable and men got a fair shake when they left, guess what? Things would be a whole lot more different. There would not be men stuck in these quote-unquote cheaper to keeper marriages. No, 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 no. If they could, they'd pull the plug and leave. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give this a 10. Method of execution, the pickaxe of punishment. I gotta give that a 25. Psychological impact. No one was around, just them. I'm going to give it a standard 10. And for the brutality factor, a pickaxe. We know what pickaxes are used to do. That's right, break big rocks into little rocks. So I'm going to give that a 25. And for the uniqueness factor, once again, you do not hear about a lot of people being taken down with pickaxes. So I got to give that a 25 under general principle. So Bruce, the barbarian cook, gets a score of 95. Gentlemen, let me reiterate. More and more men, especially old boomers, are stuck in terrible marriages, terrible, loveless, sexless marriages. And the gun of the state is always at the woman's disposal. Why do you think so many men are still in these horrible marriages? They can't even move out to get a separate place. Why? Because, oh my God, if I leave my marital home, that's going to be used against me. If I stay, guess what? I'm under the possibility she might try to offline me. I got to sleep with one eye open. Yeah, no. No, 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 no. No, gentlemen, that is not a way to live. That is not a way that any man in a marriage should be moving. If you know what's over, cut the damn cord. Move the fuck out at bare minimum. It's over. Let it go. But once again, far too many men have been scared by the system into just sitting there and taking it. And of course, the media has no problem using celebrity divorces to keep the everyday average man in line. Oh yeah, Kevin Costner, Tyrese, the lists go on and on and on. But, gentlemen, here we have more men throughout history have decided, you know what? Nah, I'm going to go ahead and take out the bane of my existence. And I don't mean for dinner. Nope, nope, nope. So, yeah, A lot of men are in hopeless situations. Now, if he offlines himself, society is more readily willing to accept that. And then they're going to kick dirt on him. Oh, well, he was a coward, this, that, and the other. He took the easy way out, blah, 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 blah. Really? Really? A man in a no-win situation decides he's going to take himself out of the equation and society will come back and still call him a coward. Yeah, right. No. But then, if he decides to take out the woman, he's a monster. Gentlemen, no win situation. The best way to win this game is not to even play it. Just saying. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you wives out there who still think, no matter what age you're in, you're going to still be able to impose your will onto your husband via the state, you better understand this clearly. The power you think you have by using the state to somewhat pigeonhole your man into a bad marriage, to handpeg him, that power is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to hide behind the Duluth model, you're going to use that as your shield. Guess what? That's going out right along with it. Because like I always say, a man who is no longer afraid of the consequences of his actions will act. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.